Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this July the 22nd on the West Coast, now July the 23rd on the East Coast, and in the Central Time Zone. I'd like to welcome all those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network and on BlogTalkRadio.com. Before I bring on tonight's guest, I want to draw your attention to the fact that for the past month, I've been saying that these images that we've seen of wellheads in the Gulf of Mexico are Photoshop creations and creations of those that have access to studio equipment. Seth, if you're listening, I'm getting an echo. I wonder if you can make an adjustment. Anyway, as I was saying, what we've been looking at are fraudulent pictures, and the Telegraph.co.uk came out with a story. I posted this on my breaking stories. BP admits it photoshopped official images as oil spill cut and paste row escalates. Okay, there's certainly a controversy here, and we've seen at least seven, maybe eight different wellheads every time we see a picture. This thing looks totally different from top to bottom. It's not like it's been rebuilt. We've seen four or five images of what represented the original wellhead, and it's looked different every time. It's pointed in a different direction. It's got a different length of pipe on it, broken in a different place. It's utterly ridiculous, and the anomalies of the lighting and the water, the whole pipe assembly shifting from side to side as if someone bumped a tank. It's insane. But that story certainly points out that we've been telling you the truth all along. Now, there's another video that I want to mention that someone sent me a link to, and this video is representing a website called marinetraffic.com. And if you look at where this marinetraffic.com website is registered in the country of Greece, why would they be reporting on marine traffic in the Gulf of Mexico? I mean, this just doesn't make sense. But they have 10 different websites there, and one of the websites is kind of interesting because it leads to a direct connection between Greece and Washington, D.C., and a ship that changed hands back and forth for a number of years, a tanker ship called the Syros. And this website also is one of the 10 websites affiliated with this marinetraffic.com. Now, why do I mention this? Well, there's a woman that's got someone holding a shaky camera aimed sideways at a computer screen, and she's showing us an out-of-focus picture representing oil derricks in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico, and they're saying these are the ones leaking, and because they show us this picture of a map with five or six wells on it, we are supposed to assume that now this is a true story. And how did this woman find this website with this information? Now, what I find interesting is the marinetraffic.com website, the link, has a forward slash and then the letters AIS. And this is an automated instrument tracking system that they use to track ships. So you wouldn't even find this on such a website. You wouldn't find pictures of oil derricks hand-drawn into an image of the Gulf of Mexico and numbered. So think about what you're seeing, because this is another spin story and more misdirection to say, oh, see, we knew BP was hiding something. And you're missing the whole point of what this is about. And that's about the corruption going on in Chicago and New York and Washington and London and Frankfurt and Zurich, Switzerland, to name a few places. It's about derivatives and hedge funds and carbon credits and quite a bit of corruption in the stock market leading up to this event and through the course of this event, and certainly 6 days before this event was officially announced in any great amount. And it was already going on for a couple of days until the rest of the world heard about it. It started on the 20th of April, but we didn't really catch wind of it until about the 22nd. Why was that? Because they didn't want anybody to see what was really going on. So we may talk about that a bit tonight with tonight's guest, as well as many other things I'm sure that are on his mind. He hosts his own radio show on Wind Talkers Radio Network and blogtalkradio.com. He himself is a researcher, former U.S. Marine, and also an expert in electronics and even in real estate. And he's my good friend and co-host tonight, Drew Malone Raines III. Drew, welcome to the show.
Yeah, and I'm here. I hope everybody doesn't confuse that website, that Marine website, with the United States Marines. We're not part of that, okay? I'm going to let you know that right up front. And I guess everybody's already heard that the United States State Department has put Kenya on the travel alert list, the home of Mr. Obama, citing major threats to Americans in Kenya. So we have this wonderful short-legged, long-legged mag daddy sitting in Washington, D.C. in his home country, as I quote his wife, the land of the home of the, let's see, what she say, the land of my husband, the homeland of my husband. Well, you can't travel there now unless you want to wear body armor. So think about that, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, there was $60 billion to go to the Afghan war today. You know, it's a never-ending teapot over there. They keep finding another tree in the forest to cut down and make more paper. Amazing, Don, amazing. You had a great show last night. I'm real up on that.
Oh, well, thank you. You're speaking about my guest, Michael Anthony, I presume.
Correct.
Yes. Well, we talked about quite a few things, actually, but we got into the nitty-gritty of how people are just sort of like in a zombie state. They're sleepwalking, and they're not really paying attention to anything. They're so desperate for the truth that the truth can hit them over the head with a sledgehammer, and it won't wake them up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's getting, you know how the economy is really getting when the number of bank robberies go up? Well, there was the uniqueness of the bank robberies have finally come to roost in Long Island today when a man wearing a Darth Vader mask and cape robbed the Long Island Bank, shoving customers to the floor. You know, with you and with what y'all had to say last night and the economy going to hell in a handbasket, I'm surprised that we're not considered as Americans the worst place to live in the globe, and why America hasn't been put on the no visit list.
Yeah.
America's not visiting Americans.
Now, you mentioned them sending $60 billion to Afghanistan. The only reason that could occur is is because of the drugs that they're guarding there. They're growing and processing, and so is it security for the drug cartel, which is really the American government? Or
you take a hardcore look at the billions of dollars of drugs that are coming across the Mexican border, you would think that the American people would wake up to realize that this war isn't about protecting anybody. It's about drugs and oil.
Yeah. Now, $60 billion goes to Afghanistan, and $98 billion is earmarked for the unemployment compensation that has run out across the country. Isn't that interesting? I think
the Democrats have to come forward and say, well, we're really protecting your interests. But this time around, the American people that are getting the money are a little bit more educated. Where's all this money coming from to give out the welfare? And even though they appreciate the money there, they're asking themselves questions. You're putting $60 billion, how much billion? How many billions? 32 billion for the welfare, and you're going to turn around and do it again in October. Why don't you take $32 billion from October and create jobs? Governor Lindell from Louisiana came out yesterday and chastised Obama left and right. We don't want to be a welfare state. We don't want welfare. We want our jobs back. We want our families back. Quoting Linda, we're not a welfare state. And thousands of people cheered. People this time around, they're taking the money, Don. They're going to take the welfare money because they've got to have something, okay, to put food on the table. They're collecting food stamps. They're collecting the money that's now being allocated. But they're on the back side of the burner. They're asking the same questions that the Democrats were asked by the Republicans. Take the money out of the TARP fund that you've got sitting over there, $300 billion. We don't need to create more debt. Take the money that's not being used right now and fund this that you as congressmen and senators have already allocated and take it out of that fund. That's what the Republicans were doing. They weren't denying anybody welfare or food stamps. They were just asking the Democratic Party to say, wait a minute here. We've only used $300 billion of this money that we set aside in the stimulus package, and we still have $357 billion that's not being used. Take the money from there. Wait a minute, Don. They got $357 billion that was set aside in the stimulus package that they're not even using? I have a problem. There's no more forest in the trees, Don. No more forest with trees, Don.
Yeah.
There really isn't.
Drew, I may have misspoken as I'm thinking about what I said. I said $98 billion, but it's I was thinking about the number just in the state of Ohio. There are 98,000 workers whose unemployment has run out, and I think they've allocated $30 billion for that. So they're going to spend $60 billion guarding the poppy fields of Afghanistan and $30 billion to get a program going for the 98,000 people in Ohio alone.
Yeah.
That's alone. Now, if you wonder what amounts they're actually funding, and you went, where's this money coming from? They don't have this money. So what are we giving up again? And on your show yesterday, you had a great show with Dr. A. True Watt, and he calculated the amount of money that's basically sitting on the table for them to get this cap and trade off the ground. And this is the Chicago mob that's involved in that. Shore Bank. It's interesting how the dots keep connecting to Chicago in everything we've discussed.
What do you expect? You got a Chicago man in the office. Give me a break.
Yeah.
The short-legged Mac Daddy is direct ties to the Chicago mob.
Well, his ties are there, but his connection to Chicago is no deeper than Hawaii or Kenya. Let me tell you. You know, the cronies are there, that's for sure. And everybody who has been in the news over corruption in Chicago is connected to him. And these are real pictures we're talking about now, not the phonies that he put out when he was running for the presidency. And everybody says, who is this guy? Where did he come from? You know, and we still haven't had that answer, have we?
Oh, we haven't. We have not. And, you know.
Officially,
at least. Oh, yes. I got a late story tonight before the show that I was reading. I got a link on a story.
Is that about Mario Apuzzo?
Yeah, I got a link on a story from Mario Apuzzo from one of my listeners out of Hot Springs advising me that Apuzzo is not going to be held responsible for the money for Obama to defend the action, and now it looks like the United States Supreme Court may get this case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's an interesting plot.
Yes. Yes, it is. There was a recent payment made. You remember a month or two ago, Hillary Clinton made a quick trip to Kenya? You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, we seem to forget.
Of all places, she goes to Kenya, of all places.
Yeah, and then there was a report that they had been given something like $26 billion, was it?
Right.
Or were they
given $26 billion by Obama?
Yeah. Or was that, or were they just moving money?
It's $26 billion. It was $1.2 billion in the grants and to somewhere in Kenya.
Yeah. Doesn't that have to go through Congress?
It's supposed to, but not under this guy. He just creates czars, and the czars give out the money, you know. It's just like Michelle Obama's. She's got a staff that she's hired to take care of her as Miss Queenie, and Miss Queenie is got a payroll for this term in office of over $6 million just for her personal staff. That's quite interesting since. Lady Bird Johnson's handlers for the entire 6 years that she was the first lady, her staff only got a total of $800,000. Jackie Kennedy Onassis got a total of less than $150,000 for the 2.5 years that her tenure as the first lady for her staff. Nancy Reagan, in the course of 8 years as the first lady, her salaried staff did not spend $500,000 on her staff. And this Michelle Obama is spending $6 million in wages. Oh, and they had to promote their cook. I forgot. They had to promote their cook to czar of the health situation. That gun must be nice to be the man at the top that has the checkbook to have stuff wrote out. You know, but he's not responsible. He doesn't have to make any deposits.
This isn't the pizza guy from St. Louis that was flown there to make an $860 pizza, was it?
No. They haven't put him in charge of the pizzerias around the United States yet. But just stand by.
Now, this is the White House cook, you're saying? I remember seeing this story. It looked pretty ridiculous, but I guess nothing should surprise me.
Oh, you mean you don't know about the White House cook that Michelle had in Chicago? They hired him for assistant cook. They hired him as the assistant cook in the White House, and they elevated him to czar over some kind of a health committee that he's now in charge of.
Under what qualifications?
I put it in my news and views. I've got my news and views. I could go down that list, and as we continue and look it up, because it was done just in the last week.
Was that today's news and views, or
no? It was several days ago.
Oh, okay. All right, and for those listeners out there wondering about what do we mean, news and views, Drew publishes a daily newsletter, which is News and Views, and he's got links to important articles, important information, videos, audio files, and the scoop, let's say, the real scoop, the real deal. So when he says, my news and views, if you want to get on his news and views, you can go to his website, amd.elequity.com. Again, that's amd.elequity.com. Just put that in a search engine, hit return, and it should take you there. That's if they're not messing around with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, he also appointed a czar to oversee executive pay of executives around the United States in independent companies. Kenneth R. Feinberg has been given the job of czar over executive pay. This is ludicrous, Don. This is downright ludicrous, to say the least.
Yeah,
I've got this Puzo link here, and it says here the Third Circuit Court of Appeals on Thursday, that's today, found that Attorney Puzo is not liable for Obama's or Congress's damages and costs incurred by them in defending the Kushner appeal. It came out on July the 10th, but on July the 2nd, that was when they issued their decision, and the information was finally given to me today by Mario Puzo with an email that dated July the 22nd. He sent it to me because I had him on my radio show back in February or March of this year. Maybe it was April, but it looks like this whole thing, might get appealed to the United States Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court's going to take it because Obama countersued for the $12 million that it cost to defend just the Puzo case, and the Congress has been given 75 pages. About this, concerning this case. So, the fat lady's not singing in this case just yet until it gets over there. But, with the possibility of Obama sacking the court, I don't see it going any further. Anybody in Congress, with any guts out there, I believe in a sound mind and sound body. Right now, America is bleeding badly, not only in the Gulf of Mexico, but it's bleeding badly in Congress.
Yeah. Now, Drew, I'm going to shift gears just a little bit. This has everything to do with what you're talking about in a somewhat indirect way. I've been reporting on some of the characters who are behind the scenes in this BP scandal, and I'm speaking about the goings on of the paperwork that was tied into various trading companies, hedge fund companies, who were either known for high frequency trading or being fresh startups from people that had worked with those companies. Citadel was one company I had mentioned several times, and Goldman Sachs. And I've come to the conclusion that the people who are playing these roles as the renegades that left these companies are known to these companies to some extent to be foreign agents. And these are aliases. I've done quite a bit of research in that regard, and you know, my past research has taken me down the same road. Now, in the process, and I think your listeners in the Ukraine are going to find this interesting, in the process of following these people, there are numerous references to schools that do not exist in Russia. In fact, I had sent you a message. I don't know if you got it. I was looking
at... I was having a lot of trouble the last 2 hours trying to get computers to work. I couldn't. I actually things were showing that I was online, but I wasn't online. Mm-hmm. It drove me up a tree.
Well, actually, I sent it yesterday, but
I don't know what that was. I apologize. I must have missed it.
Well, there's another school that I can't find any information about, yet every one of these names I'm coming across, I'm on a path now where there's a string of hundreds of people. I've got one list of over 925 people who allegedly went to that bogus school, MIIT. You remember that name came up? And
thank you. Larissa just sent me a link telling to advise me that the newest czar is the health czar that Obama put his cook in, put his cook in charge of as the health czar.
Oh my goodness. Boy, I wonder what Monsanto's going to say about that.
Say what?
I wonder what Monsanto is going to say about that.
Oh, I have no idea. I quote here, in a comical move, even for czar happy president who has rewarded dozens of cronies with distinguished titles, the White House today, July 16, 2010, has named the Obama's personal Chicago cook as senior policy advisor for Healthy Food Initiative. Sam Kraft went from being a 20-something Windy City gourmet cook privately paid by the Obamas to feed them to big-time White House assistant chef and now big-time White House advisor in matters of all mouths. Matter of all mouths. M-O-U-T-H, mouse. The prescription is for this czar happy individual is take America back, but who has the guts to do so?
Yes. Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm going to send you the name of this school in Moscow, allegedly in Moscow. Send that to Larissa and ask her if she's ever heard of that. I can't find
it. Oh, no. Larissa, she heard your show the other day.
No, this is another one.
Oh, a new one. Okay, girl, hang on. It's coming. Because it has to come up on... It comes up on one computer that we're doing the show on, and I have to wait for the other computer to get it. Okay?
Yeah.
Yes, I've got it. Okay, yeah. Girl, it's coming to you here in just a second. I just got it.
And I'm going to send, again, the same name with a little bit more information added to the end, because I found out that when you name a university, you don't name it just by the street, you know. And it's a street that looks, it reminds me of Detroit. In some ways.
Why am I not surprised?
So you can see the second one I sent you is a little bit longer. But I think both of these places are bogus. Now, when someone says that they went to this school and they specialize in this and they went here and they went there, and then they turn out and they're involved in a totally different industry. When you see this amongst all of them, you've never seen so many people who, you know, physics majors, physics scientists, or alleged physics scientists, going to work for a hedge fund company. You've never seen that phenomenon before.
No, no.
Okay. Or they say that their expertise is in mathematics, and they're into plasma physics and microbiology. It doesn't follow a pattern. Usually, now people change majors and things like that. They become interested in something when they learn about something in the progress of learning. But these are not bona fide schools.
Well, she comes back and she says, you should be alerted that this is not a bona fide school for the curriculum of Russia at all. Obviously, when you put in a search engine, the only place it comes up is in the LinkedIn, L-I-N-K-E-D-I-N.
Yeah, LinkedIn, yeah, yeah.
And, but there's no other links. We have a big-time problem with the LinkedIn promoting Russian universities when the university doesn't even exist.
Yeah, there you go.
We have recently discovered here in Sochi two electric engineers with degrees from this university, but the university doesn't have an alumni association, nor do they have a phone number. Obviously, the phone number that it is LinkedIn has, it goes to somebody, but nobody answers the phone. We've called it 24/7.
Yeah, it's bogus, I'm telling you. There's no address. How can you have a university and say it's on Northeast Baumana? And the only thing you can see on Baumana Street, I found some pictures of the whole town, okay? and the only, actually, that's in another area. It's not even in Moscow, this street, okay? And I found a cafe, and when they took this picture, there were three or four people sitting outside on the sidewalk cafe.
Yeah, she comes back in and she says, you used to have these universities in America a number of years ago where people would just send $500 or more to get a piece of sheepskin to throw on the wall, telling everybody that they were a doctor, had a doctorate degree from such and such a paper.
They still have those. In fact, there's one sitting in the White House.
You mean the paper sitting in the White House, or the individual with the paper sitting in the White House?
The individual.
The sheepskin paper, yeah, sitting on the wall.
I don't think there is any paper, is there?
You know? No. Not in this lifetime.
Well, thank you, Larissa. I knew I was right about that. And
she just came back and she says, you can put this university in with the milkshake drink to lose weight.
We have to have her on the show sometime, I think.
Oh, yeah, I know. You ought to see the heck I have to go through with the translations that she sends. I don't know about that.
All right, well.
Oh, no, my English is not nix so good.
Well, for our listeners out there, basically, we're just confirming whether or not the places where these various characters who work for Citadel, Goldman Sachs, Teza, a company that never got off the ground because the intention was for Goldman Sachs to just misdirect everybody in the market and create some busy work for Citadel so they wouldn't see what was going to happen on April 20th to 2010.
Uh-huh.
That's basically it. But these people are in the country. These are spies. These are spies. And they put up a few pictures, so you don't know which one you're looking at. But isn't it interesting how they're all involved in IT technology, banking, and the space industry?
Right. It's always and you know what really gets me is these banksters they sit around and they've got their sheepskin on the wall. I wonder how many of them paid for that piece of sheepskin and never attended class.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a good point. And then who really paid for it, too?
Yeah. Where are the, you know, what Masonic lodge did they come out of?
You know, I don't, I, in the beginning of all these questions about where the short-legged Mac Daddy went to school, people were asking how he afforded it. Well,
that's a good question. I mean, you look at the universities that he says that he went to and the paper that he has. Where did the money come from since he had a porno wife, a porno mother, porno queen mother, at the very least?
Well, she wasn't really his mother.
Well, that's true, but we're talking about the one that he professes to have had.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very best, she is a Class B wannabe photo shoot for Playboy in a Class B movie, Class B magazine for that imitates a Playboy picture.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to take my word for it. The nudity of this woman plastered all over the place is basically porno pictures taken in the early 60s. They would be classified as porno pictures.
Yeah, back then. I mean,
back in those days, in a heartbeat.
Yeah, today they actually reveal more nudity in a mainstream TV show.
No, in a heartbeat, big time. I have an IM from a friend of mine down in South Louisiana. I sent you the link about Tropical Storm Bonnie. And they're depicting this tropical storm to hit the Gulf, and obviously, guess what, ladies and gentlemen, it looks just like the horn of a bull coming through the gap between Florida and Cuba and shooting directly toward the coastlines from Mobile, Pensacola Bay areas all the way over to Houston, Texas. And the probability of hitting Louisiana coastline is 90%, considering that it's going to hit the BT platform with wind storms estimated at 50 miles an hour as a tropical storm. This isn't a hurricane, ladies and gentlemen. This is a tropical storm. Hurricane has got to be 75 miles an hour, but 50-mile-an-hour winds, ladies and gentlemen, on the ocean is going to create humongous waves. And where are those waves going to go? To the shorelines of northwest Florida, Alabama, there in Mobile Bay, Mississippi, all of Louisiana, and over about probably one-fifth of the coastline of Texas. So all of that oil is going to be souped up into these storms and then spread, probably to spread as far north as the Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas border with the North Texas border with Louisiana, utilizing that, and may quite possibly reach all the way into Oklahoma and Arkansas. It could be devastating, Don, to bring this oil from the Gulf in a tropical storm.
Yeah, now, I caught this report, and I'm looking at the link that you sent me, and they're predicting that by Tuesday night, this thing is going to start encroaching upon Tennessee, Missouri, at least half of Oklahoma,
and Arkansas,
and then into Kansas. Something
doesn't smell right, does
yeah.
it?
It's
it smells like oil, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it corrects at 9,500, actually. You know.
Well, see, this is another thing. Scientists with the credentials like Dr. Castle last night have come forth and said, wait a minute, this correxant is a chemical and a dispersant and it takes the oil off of the top of the water and hides it at a depth of 8 to 10 feet in the water. That's what this correction does. And these idiots go out into the Gulf and say, well, there isn't any oil being on the Gulf anymore. It's gone. We put a stop to it. There's no more chains. No, ladies and gentlemen, they've taken the correctant and sprayed it over the oil, and it breaks the oil up off the surface of the water and puts it under the surface of the water. All you have to do is get in touch with any bona fide, caring television station from Miami all the way over to Brownsville, Texas. Any television station within 100 miles of the coastline, and they're going to have their staff have gone out to the beaches and pulled samples from the beach inside the water where the kids are playing and from the bays. And they're telling you that the water is, it may look clear, it may look like it's a little salty, but it blows up when it's put in a test tube and ran for just normal tests. It'll blow up. And ladies and gentlemen, this is all across the coast. You don't have to take my word for it. These independent TV stations, they're not really independent. They're mainstream news television stations, but they've got enough of their own personal use staff that are doing independent tests. But you're not hearing that in mainstream media across America. But you can find it on Don Nikoloff's show. You find it on my show. You can find it on A. Truax show. You can find it on Frank Whalen's show or a number of the other shows on BBS radio that play these clips out there. And you can always go to My News and Views. And My News and Views are free. You don't have to pay a dime for My News and Views. You can go there every day. The three W's, AMD.EL.com. You can look at today's News and Views, meaning July the 22nd, and you've got a direct link for July the 21st. Or you can go to the top right-hand corner and click on Archives of News and Views. And you've got archives of News and Views that date 8 years, ladies and gentlemen. 8 years on this website. Free. Now, some of the links are going to be dead because they were just too big of a story to continue posting that article out there. But the 90% of the articles, after I put them on the News and Views, they stay good for days. Every once in a while, I'll hit find one that's not being published by the mainstream, that's really a knife in somebody's side, and within 24 hours, they'll kill the link to it. You're going to find a bunch of those. But ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you this. I do this not because there's any money in it. There isn't. I do this freely. Those people that advertise, that you see advertised on My News and Views, they don't pay me one dime, not one penny. I advertise those people because their products are the best, and I use it. I use their products. They're my friends. Because I've used their products and I promote their products, they turn around and give me a siphon back the next time I make an order. But I don't abuse that privilege. That's not why I advertise them. And that's not why I do the News and Views either. The News and Views is so I can get information out to my fellow Marines, fellow military, regardless of the branch of service, inactive and active duty. All of us that have served in the Marine Corps are Marines until we pass from dust to dust, okay, and ashes to ashes. We are Marines through the next life. We are Marines because we're faithful. It's not none of this oorah that you hear constantly thrown in people's faces that they're Marines. It's Semper Fi. That's Marines. Those are the Marines that care. You hear this oorah Marine, and he's not educated. He doesn't know the real truth of what's going on. He doesn't know that Major General Smedley Darlington Butler, my great-great uncle, came forth and said that they weren't nothing but fodder for the elitist. You don't have to take my word for it. You can go out and read what Major General Smedley Darlington Butler did for the last 8 years of his life, or 7 years of his life, trying to warn you as Americans that you are going to be sending your sons and daughters across the planet to fight for the elitist war so millionaires can be created. Most of you don't know that even during the Depression, when we went into World War II, there were more millionaires created in the 4 years beginning from November or December 1941 through December of 1945. And yet we only physically fought in battle from January 1942 till April of 1945. Or let's see, no, all the way up until August or September of 1945 when we have VJ Day in Japan. But I will tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, your sons and daughters, ever since 1940, when Major General Smedley Darlington Butler died in a VA hospital, supposedly of pneumonia, have been placed in harm's way so others could become millionaires or bigger control elitists. The Johnson family, the Lady Bird Johnson family, the owners of Bell Helicopter, became hundreds of millionaires in that corporation beginning in 1959 with the advent of helicopters being sent to Vietnam.
Yeah, and that
and falls, escalated by the president.
That falls right in line with my Eisenhower research, too.
Exactly.
Right in there.
And people think that Kennedy put us in Vietnam. Kennedy was trying to get us out of Vietnam. Eisenhower put us in Vietnam, ladies and gentlemen. Well, really, Truman put us there under the Truman administration. He literally put troops in Vietnam weeks before he left office, mm-hmm. and Eisenhower came in. The first advisors that went to Vietnam came from Harry S. Truman in January, 2 weeks before Eisenhower took office.
And that was after the French left Vietnam, too.
Oh, yeah.
So
Eisenhower escalated it.
Yeah. I want to come back.
The French were defeated. When the French were defeated, the United States of America should have just backed away. Ho Chi Minh was utilizing the Chinese. He was utilizing the Russians, and he was playing them to the hilt.
Yeah.
And American elitists decided, well, we've got to create another war. We've got to keep this facade going.
Keep the drug trade going too.
Yeah.
That's what it was about. I want to come back to this issue of this tropical storm. Normally, when we hear about these storms, you recall 10 years ago, 15 years ago, they used to say, this storm has just moved off the coast of Africa, and we're watching it. It's coming west.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
That was 15 years ago. That was just as short as 7 years ago. They would say, we have this tropical storm off the coast of Africa, you know, and 4 weeks from now, it'll be in the United States.
Now they're popping up like Pop-Tarts out of your toaster.
Right, and they're coming right out of the Caribbean now.
Yes.
Which used to be rare, but now it's like a toaster pop-up oven, popping them up right there. We've had two hurricanes already, and both of them were created by something, and they mm-hmm. were created... They came to being in the Caribbean and not off the coast of Africa.
Yeah, and this is too coincidental, the path that this is taking. After all the talk about it, you see, what everybody was concerned about. See, that last hurricane, for some reason, didn't do the damage that they thought it was going to do. And I don't even remember the name they gave it. It really doesn't matter, I guess.
Hurricane Bonnie?
No, this is a tropical storm that they named Bonnie. Prior to that, they had was it Alex? Was that the name?
Yeah, Alex. You mean the first one was named Alex? Yeah.
Yeah. So
they're passing the names around this year. The letters of the alphabet rotate every year. This year, the first one was Alex. Named after a man. The second one is Bonnie, named after a woman. The next one will be a man's name, and they rotated around. then last year, the first one was a girl and the second one was a boy, and that's, they want to spread it out. They don't want you to think that hurricanes are named just after women, when that's all they used to be named after, was women, and the women's lib came in and they were a little bent out of shape.
Well, they were bent out of shape when they found out that they had an agent named Stanley Ann.
Yeah. A man, woman, mind you, Stanley Ann.
We ought to call, they ought to call this tropical storm Stanley Ann, don't you think?
Oh, well, we have to get all the way down to the S's, the way they do that.
Oh, well, they can start for S for serpent, couldn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could do that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's amazing that they can't predict these storms are going to appear, but as soon as they do appear, boy, they know where it's going. Isn't that interesting? They have a crystal ball that they can do that.
They got a crystal ball that shows exactly where it is. And now if you look at the surface map out there of the southeastern part of the United States, this tropical storm is well off the coast of Florida's Key West, to the south by southeast, somewhere in the neighborhood of about 300 miles. But they're already depicting this sucker to kind of dip down to the south and then squeeze through the 60 mile difference between Key West and Cuba.
They always say 90 miles, but
90 miles and squeeze through that 90 mile section and then come up with its full force, coming all the way from Pensacola, Florida, all the way over to Galveston Bay. It's what they're predicting it to hit in that area.
Yeah,
the wind storms. The wind patterns, the way the wind patterns roll, the storm should flow all the way over into Mexico and hit Mexico about 100 miles south by southeast of Brownsville, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But see, they gotta have it swing north, and then they've got this wide path. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to take out the state of Alabama.
If you got all of Alabama,
or I should say Mississippi and Louisiana.
Louisiana, all of the coastline of those states. But see, it also it kind of chops off right there between Pensacola and Panama City, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Now
and it runs all the way over to where it could possibly hit into Galveston Bay.
Yeah. Again. Now, right up the Mississippi, basically. So as you're looking at that, consider all that core exit being picked up and spewed onto the land and into the water supply.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the fresh water supply.
And
so,
imagine coming up to the rest of the country. You know, that's where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the water supply of the lakes, you know, People think, well, you ask a kid today, where do you get your water? Oh, out of the faucet. They don't know that there's a big lake out there that's open to God and the air that the chemtrails are being dumped into. That's where their water comes from. Mm-hmm. And ladies and gentlemen, if you think you've got good water, do yourself a favor. It doesn't take rocket science. Get you a big pot, you know, a 2 or 3 gallon pot, one of those deep frying pots. Fill that or stew pots, and fill that sucker up with just tap water. Okay, and then take it, put it on your back porch, and leave it there for about 4 days, and then come out there and smell it after about 4 days, and it smells like sewage water. Promise you, all the chemicals have killed all the nutrients in the water out of the faucet. And don't think you're going to be able to go down to the local Wally World or China Mart and buy bottled water and think you're getting clean water. There was a test done by WWL New Orleans on water in bottles, and they found that 60% of water that's in bottled water is nothing more than tap water.
Oh, yeah. Many of the name brands, you know, that the
major name brands. Yeah, Perrier was nothing more than tap water right out of a French water plant. You know, the same water.
Yeah.
So it doesn't. You don't have to take Don's word for it or anybody's word for it. Do your own research, and that's what Don and I profess to be, along with all the other talk show hosts that are really legitimate talk show hosts. The legitimate talk show hosts, they're the ones out here that aren't getting paid. They're not. They don't have a website where they're promoting 45 different products and telling you to buy it through them, because if you buy it through them, you're going to get the best deal. But when you do the search engine, you find out, well, wait a minute, this guy's selling $168 worth of seeds, but I can go out here and get seeds from another company and get twice as much for like $90. What's wrong with this picture, Don?
Well, there are people that are willing to take advantage of the unsuspecting. You know, people don't. They hear a message, you know. Oh, that must be what they're talking about. That's what I'll get. You know, somebody sent me an email yesterday. You know, the spam email you get telling you won something or you were selected to.
Oh, you only get one? Is that all you get? Man, I get about 30 or 40 a day.
Well, I'm speaking of one particular one. No, I get a ton of them, like you do. I'm speaking of one particular one, but it's interesting that when you do research on who this might be, you find stories. Now, you have to even think that these stories are just as ridiculous, because somebody was saying that this was one of these scam report websites, you know, where somebody says, I did business with such and such a company, and I got ripped off, you know, or rip-off report. That's another name for it. And somebody was taken to the cleaners to the tune of $147,000, or they claimed they were. And I had the feeling it was somebody from the bank that did this. They're asking you for your name, your address, your phone number. They want a social security number, and there are people stupid enough to do that, or send them $300 first. And they know who these people are doing this stuff.
I'll throw one at you. I've got four friends that got suckered into this because of their weird last name, and I'm not going to mention their name, but these are four people that are support me, basically. They make a donation on a monthly basis, or they live here in the Little Rock metropolitan area, and they drop off food that they don't eat or that they find that's not compatible, canned goods, things like that, and always pick up olive oil and drop it off because I help them out in keeping their computers up to snuff. And a couple of these friends here in the last year, because of the uniqueness of their last name, they found out that they were related to somebody in England or Wales or Scotland, and that this relation left an estate of several hundred million pounds, British pounds sterling. But the legal fees to bring them in as the sole heir, as part of the heir, where their share is like $1.5 million British pounds, they have to pay a fee of $2,800. Well, these two guys did that. And then over the course of the next 6 months, they pumped in more money. Because, well, we paid the $2,800 and We got a Western Union MoneyGram of $600 as partial payment to have the money forwarded in. We went ahead and had to pay for the legal fees of handling the money through the banking system of Great Britain, and we had to send them another $2,500, And while that was gone, then they wanted $2,000 for the Federal Express fee because it was they were going to send it all over in a check, and they needed to insure it. One of these friends is out over $9,000, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, wouldn't you think they could take the money out of that?
That was my things to this particular friend. I said, why didn't they just take, if you're supposed to get $1.5 million British pounds, why don't they just, why don't you just send them an email and say, look, if you want this money, I tell you what, you take 10,000 British pounds, since you only want $2,500, you take 10,000 British pounds out of my share and send me the rest. You know? I can't understand why they did it. He was, this particular individual said that he was going to make a sizable donation. I wouldn't have to worry about my bills, and I would be able to go out and buy a mixer and buy a few other things of top-notch quality that had telephone jack links on it and the whole ball of wax, and this mixer runs about $2,000. And I'm thinking, yeah, sure, okay. And then there's always an excuse, Don. There's always an excuse. That money was supposed to be here last Tuesday, but there's another snafu, and we've been delayed another 30 days. There's always an excuse. It's another little snafu. There's always something out there. And he still believes in this.
Mm-hmm.
He still believes in this.
Yeah. And there are
about $9,000 already.
There are people that in the banking business that are waiting for monies through the prosperity and the freedom funds that have been hijacked, and they're hearing the same story. Next Tuesday, or the money's in the treasury.
Yeah.
Was picked up. The UN intervened. The World Court intervened. Now it's Richmond.
The World
Virginia.
Court. That's the latest one. The World Court's intervened in the disbursement of this money because there's been two more errors found.
Yeah, yeah. It's never ending. And it keeps people in that greedy frame of mind, you see. The most important thing to them is how much money they can get their hands on. Everything.
For free.
Yeah.
For free.
Or with the least amount of effort.
Well, see, yeah, the least amount of, they're, when I say free, they're going to be, i.e., they're going to be getting $1.5 million British pound. Well, that's $3 million, ladies and gentlemen, almost. And, they're looking at the fact that okay, well, you know, what's $10,000 for $3 million? I can afford $10,000.
Did they request a copy of the will?
He did, and he got a copy.
And did he have?
But it was very vague. I mean, as far as you know, where the guy was, you know, where he died at, and what prefix, what suffix, county he died in. You know, I can't, and I'm sorry, Don, I cannot give out the name, because it's that rare.
Yeah.
Of a name, and, you can find these two individuals here in Little Rock in real super easy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And, but you can also find their last name in places in Alaska. I went out, off a limb with one of these names and found people that this particular individual didn't even know existed that had his exact name, living in, Vermont, Montana, Alaska, and Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't even know who they were, but they had the same last name and first name and middle initial that he had. And it's a rare. I mean, rare. His name is only, one of two in Little Rock. One of the two is his daughter, and the other one is him.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's tragic in a sense, and yet you can't really even have pity for people that are willing to trust a total stranger. And you know, the email or the communication is alleged to have come from overseas, and often it's somebody on the other side of town. You know,
it got so bad there that I just had to stop going over to his house, because he would be getting phone calls from this guy just milking him out of the money. And I just, you know, I'm just shaking my head. Just, I cannot believe that this intelligent individual is that gullible. And yet, it's worse in the sector of older women who are alone that have a lot of money. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, I got news for you. There's some women out there that are they're like recluses, and they've lived inside their house for the last 40 years, barely going out. They hunker down. They barely spend a dime. They've owned their own house because their husband left it to them 40 years ago, and they're knocking off. And you may think this isn't very much money, but they're knocking off a retirement of around $1,500 a month, or maybe only $1,000 a month to $1,500 a month. But they're saving $1,000 a month. You start saving $12,000 a year, ladies and gentlemen, for 40 years, and having it invested in some form of investment that's controlled by an investment firm, and that can't spend the money into places that are high risk. You see what $12,000 a year does over 40 years. Right here in Louisiana, we had a lady pass on, 98 years old. She left an all-girls school in Louisiana, $5 million. And it was a school that she had gone to. She left the school $5 million and her house so other girls could have a place to call a off-campus apartment. And, $5 million for a lady that was a secretary at JCPenney and retired from JCPenney. But she worked for AT&T for 10 years back in the 50s as an operator and was paid salary plus one share of stock, and she never sold the stock for 10 years, over a 10-year period. She had 200 shares of AT&T stock from 1955. Tell me, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lady down in Florida that left $150 million to seven cats.
My goodness.
Who's the winner? The lawyer is the winner. He takes the cats home. He takes care of the cats. He's in charge of the millions of dollars. And all of a sudden, the cats have their own house, an electric bill, water bill, phone bill. Even a cat has to have a telephone. Mismanagement of money and stupidity of American people. Just think of all the orphanages in America that need financial help. Just think of all of the legitimate houses that give out food to needy people that need help. You think of all the soup kitchens that need financial aid, and around the United States, especially those in California that where Americans are out of work, not Mexicans, where real Americans are out of work, or in New York or in Detroit. And think about this, ladies and gentlemen. What would happen if there were 10 or 12 of these older women and older men that leave their dogs and their cats hundreds of million dollars? Think about what could be done for Dr. Gay Lenard, who has a remedy for PTSD. She was going to be on the guest tonight, but technical reason she wasn't able to get through, but she's going to be on my show tomorrow. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Castle, we're only talking about $10 million to put Dr. Castle on the shores of Louisiana. We're going on to day 100 here in the next few days, ladies and gentlemen, and on less than day 30, Dr. Castle and I were looking at going to South Louisiana, where the mouth of the beast was really destroying the coastline, and for less than $10 million put a stop to the Corexit and the oil coming ashore in Louisiana, not just in Plaquemines Parish, but all the way across the shore of Louisiana for less than $10 million. Now,
they can't have that happen, though, because they stand to make trillions.
They were covering up because there's trillions of dollars in this, ladies and gentlemen, because the food supply, the food supply of the Gulf of Mexico, which was at one time before this accident, the largest independent food source in the world for seafood, replenishing itself in the ocean, the largest independent food source for shellfish, for seafood coming out of the Gulf of Mexico. And they had to destroy the Gulf of Mexico so the powers to be in Dubai can now sell their shrimp from Africa coastline or from Vietnam coastline. And their shrimp and their shellfish is nowhere close to being anywhere close to being as good as ours. And it's, look at the chemicals that's going to come in from these other places where they put chemical feed to feed their shrimp in Vietnam. It's, you're going to be poisoned. It's just a matter of time. And people ask me, well, why do you do all of you do your radio shows and don't get paid for it? I get paid. God's going to pay me. I'm out here to educate you, ladies and gentlemen, with the truth, and I document it just like Don Nikoloff does. He goes down the rabbit hole with a spoon and comes out with a drag crane dragging along the Three Stooges.
Not the original Three Stooges. These are the wannabes. Well, Drew, we're about out of time here, but I wanted to allow you a minute to make a closing statement. And who is your guest tomorrow on your show? Is that Dr. Gabe?
Excuse me. Dr. Gay, G-A-Y, and that's a female name. She's 62 years old. She looks like she's about 40. Her last name is Lard. Larn, L-A-R-N-E-D. She is a neuropsychologist. She is basically an angel in her own right with the elimination of the traumatic brain injury symptom and PTSD. Now, it doesn't work 100% of the time, but you're not chemical to death. It does work 90% of the time, and it's good for combat soldiers. And we're not talking about something that's extremely expensive, but with the amount of money that the Obama administration is giving away to places like Brazil, to Kenya, to Argentina, for the study of queers and lesbians, we could fund this her operation. And I beseech you to listen to my show. If you can't listen to it live, it's free. Just like last week's show is still there for last week, you can listen to it for free and learn the truth that there's people out there that's going to help your sons and daughters. And guys and ladies, gentlemen, I got news for you. If you don't have somebody in the military right now that's directly related to you, it could be your grandchild. Think about it. You may not have had ever had anybody in your family in the military, but eventually you will be, and they're going to come down with this, and you're going to sit there and not do anything. That's what my show is going to be about tomorrow, is bringing more truth about the remedies and cures that are available without drugs, without chemicals, for the symptoms of PTSD and traumatic brain injury. And these are any kind of traumatic brain injury, from a bicycle, motorcycle head injury, a head injury in a car wreck, a head injury from a bomb exploding in your vicinity, or PTSD from the
or a
baby falling out of a crib, big time. And this is right there. And Don, I'm really saddened that you haven't been able to get her on the show, but there's a standing invitation from me to you bring her on the show whenever you've got my day set up, and I'll back off in a heartbeat, because her story needs to get out to every household in America, just like the Three Stooges, back in the original Three Stooges. back in the days of 1940s, trying to get people to laugh. And
yeah.
That's what the original three Stooges were about. And
well,
with that, Don, I got a little present for you.
What's that? Well, thank you. And that was the theme from the Three Stooges.
I have a friend that sent me a link to watch all the Three Stooges show off the internet. And that's what I'm going to start doing on Saturday morning, is just sitting back and relaxing.
Well, you can watch it on C-SPAN, too.
Yeah, but those are the modern ones.
All right, Drew Malone Raines, thank you for being on the show. I look forward to my next visit on your show, which has been pretty much every Monday.
Yep.
So thank you for being on the show. And you are going to want to tune in tomorrow. I've got both Jim Murray and Adrian Salbucci on together. We're going to have a round table.
We tuned in last week, the whole gang, with Wind Talkers Radio Network, all 187 of us. And we're trying to bring in four more micro broadcasters out of Canada this week. So we're going to be over 200, but hopefully we'll have 191 by your time next week.
All right, good. Well, good luck with that. And again, anyone that wants to sign up for Drew's News and Views, and it just works out that way, I'm not trying to be poetic, you can go to his website, amd.elequity.com, and sign up is free. It arrives in your mailbox, and I should say email box, and it'll be there by the time you wake up in the morning, for sure. Drew's,
and ladies and gentlemen, it's not just mainstream media news. It's news stories that you should be aware of that may not be in a local newspaper or a newspaper that you read that is a mainstream paper.
Well, they seldom are, actually. So. Okay, Drew, time, we got to say goodnight, so I wish you the best, and thanks for being on tonight's show. And
Bobby in New Zealand comes in, and she says, it's just now getting to be dark, and Larissa says, what do you mean? It's early morning here. Tell this guy that I stayed up just for him.
Okay, thank you, Larissa. So that means Matt's getting his beauty sleep, right?
No, Matt's out doing a cover story on the Russian submarine that's docked in Sochi today.
Okay. Well, I got a lot more to talk about. We're going to be talking about some of that stuff on the show tomorrow night with Jim Murray and Adrian Salbucci. So that wraps it up, folks. You've been listening to another edition of Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. Special thanks go out to all the Wind Talkers Radio Network members around the world, as well as on blogtalkradio.com. Appreciate your interest in the show. Also, we want to thank Seth Hendrick at BBS Radio on the sound tonight, and Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. Most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. And again, I'll see you tomorrow night. In the meantime, have a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.
the new multi